We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, I suppose you wanted to talk. Did you guys fix the call screener thing here? Got that on?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks for being here. Yeah, let's start off with some rants. Friday afternoon. We do have a couple of guests, but they're later on in the show. Last hour, of course, we have the order up thing. And we got a couple topics we're honing in on for final. We're going to have a final decision soon here about which topic we're going to do. Yes, phone lines are open if you want to comment while we do rants. As always, 860-522-9842. The rant line number, 860-751-4698. I think that's all the boring details we have to do. Let's play a little rant or two.
Hey, Todd. I was listening to you recite the latest polls concerning Ned and how, you know, you mentioned how honored the voters are. All I could do is I could maybe reference the late, great Rush Limbaugh, Todd, and when he said the low information voter, which I have labeled the livers, low information voters. Todd, that's what makes up the Democratic Party. They're low information voters. They operate with very little information. Everything to them is feelings. And they don't really operate or decide things based on information. They just, how they feel, Todd. You know, this is the generation that was.
I just have to say my problem with that term, low information voter. My problem with that is that I think all of us are low information voters on the one hand. And on the other hand, to call liberal, I know so many liberals who are like college professor types who are hyper informed in a very narrow band of biased information that they think is wonderful and broad. They consider themselves because they read books from liberals and they read newspapers from liberals and they listen to liberal radio and they watch liberal TV. They think they understand everything beautifully. So much so that they're living in a bubble in which they have no idea what my perspective would be or your perspective would be. So I'm not sure. I know there are some people who fit that description. I'm not sure you can say all liberals are low information. They might be dumb in the conclusions they're coming to because they're living in a bubble like these college professor types. Hyper-informed, low understanding because they lack empathy and there's a certain bigotry that they operate by where they consider themselves way superior to normal people who believe in the American system or government. And that's, you know, that's a bit of a problem, I think. 860-522-9842, Paul in Waterbury. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Todd. I have to vent today about Joe Biden's America. The Postal Service. A week ago, I'm waiting for my paycheck. It's delivered on a Thursday. Actually, should have been delivered 2 weeks ago on a Thursday. I check on a Friday at the post office. I'm having my mail held because I moved. It's not there Friday. It's not there Saturday. It's not there Monday. And I'm thinking, well, it must be lost in the mail. So what am I going to do to try to work there? I work for the state of Connecticut. So what do I got to do about a lost paycheck? The bother be the boo on that.
Don't they have direct deposit? It just appears.
Well, I have to do that. And I had a problem with the bank kicking it back. And it takes the state, by the way, 3 pay periods, which is about a month and a half.
To get you
a direct deposit.
That's because the state is a compassionate organism of the Compassion Party.
But getting back to the post office, which is regulated by the federal government. So it finally comes in Wednesday after the Thursday when it should come in. And I finally get the damn thing. Thank God. Now, today, I wanted to take my daughters to dinner to celebrate my oldest daughter's graduation from college. Fortunately, I got the check, and I gave my daughter some money, and that was nice, and a card, which was good. But I want to take them all out for dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. But I can't because, again, the check isn't there. It should have been there yesterday. What they've done, Todd, is they have intentionally slowed down the service of mail delivery in order to save money.
Wait. You spent all of last the delayed check and the new one hasn't arrived, just like the old one didn't on time.
Exactly. Now, the same thing is happening again. It should have been delivered yesterday. It should have been quicker because it's on hold at the post office. It wasn't there yesterday. It's not there today. And the guy says, well, maybe it'll probably be in tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to bother going tomorrow and spend the gas to get there in Waterbury. I'm living in Thomaston now. Maybe I'll wait till Monday.
Oh, Lord.
But it's just symptomatic of how dysfunctional this country is under Biden. I mean, it's just there's no change at registers. So if you have to spend $5.75, they don't have change. You know, you got to eat some money, you know, because they can't give you change back or whatever.
Who can? Post office can't give change?
No, this is convenience stores.
They don't give change?
They don't have change. They don't have coin.
The coin, the great coin shortage. That's still going on?
The coin shortage. Oh, yeah, it's still out here. You know, and what else? The baby formula. Now, how insane is that? Baby formula shortage. Babies are not getting proper nutrition. What, you know, I got to tell you, Todd, I didn't like Trump the way he talked. But he got things done, and the country was functioning well. And there's a lot to be said, you know, for doing things the right way, because he's the best we got. I really think this guy, Trump, is the best we got. Compared to Joe Biden asleep at the switch, I think that's all the guy can do to even wake up. Never mind doing anything with any intentionality. The guy belongs in a nursing home.
All right, Paul.
He
does come across that way, like he's in some kind of coma. Of course, that could just be his motor skills and how long it takes the message from his brain to arrive at his mouth when he's speaking and stuff. But he does seem to be, he gives the impression that he's completely incompetent and not up to the task in terms of his functionality as a adult human. But on the other hand, I think a lot of these things are long-standing issues. Though America has been growing more dysfunctional for decades, and that's why Trump was elected to go in there and break up the apparatus of incompetence and cause it to work a little better. And I think he did that in many cases. Certainly, the Democrats were in panic over how well he fixed things at the border, and that required that Joe Biden first thing go in there and break all the good things that Trump did at the border. Because they're so compassionate, the Democrats. It's all a compassion issue, but I do think that this is a deep state issue. We have these big federal bureaucracies that run the country now and run the state. In state government, we have big state bureaucracies as well, and a lot of what the politicians are doing is posing that they run things. And I think this was revealed beautifully by the baby formula shortage. They spent a couple of weeks hemming and hawing and making excuses, and Jen Psaki, before she left, being all prickly about anybody challenging the idea that they were mishandling. And that's a sign that they're on the defensive, and they realize they've mishandled it. But the thing was, yesterday they suddenly got the idea to send planes to pick up formula from other countries. And I said this yesterday, but it bears repeating. What is wrong with them on a basic functional level that it takes them 2 weeks to figure, let's just go send a plane to pick up a little more formula. Why is that too complicated for them to do? Why does it take them 2 weeks? Oh, I have an idea. They could ask anybody on the street. You could go into the metro in Washington, D.C. and find people who would tell you this. It's bizarre. It is. It's bizarre.
It's Friday afternoon.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Yeah, it's WTIC. Rant line number 751-4698. I don't know. I'm sending this thing along to you, Anthony. No, it's not. I don't know. Now it's not uploading the file. I'm just going to see. Let's just see if it plays all right. We're having trouble with the rants being loud enough on the air.
Hey, it's Friday afternoon.
And there it is again. Isn't that weird? And it was working fine, wasn't it? On the first couple? The hammer. Some things call for a hammer, even in the age of technology, don't they? Let's try George from Vernon. Hey, George.
Yes, I'm calling about the general who just called about the U.S. Postal Service. First of all, the U.S. Postal headmaster was appointed by Donald J. Trump, our ex-president. Number two, if he's so concerned about his paychecks that get there 2 weeks later and it's been a misheard paycheck, why hasn't he gone to electronic deposit?
What did he say? He said he had trouble with his bank. I brought that up. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do. And he said that he hasn't received his check by mail.
Yep.
So why didn't he just do it electronic deposit? If it's happened once, okay, and you said state of Connecticut, yeah, that's how they work. It takes 3 weeks. So three paychecks times 2 weeks is 6 weeks. Why hasn't he changed it?
Well, it's a good question. But the gripe about the post office and the change in policy is noteworthy. And I do recall hearing about that. Do you know why they did that? Why they slowed down the mail? Just to save money?
Yes, I do. Because Mr. DeJoy, who was appointed by President Trump, eliminated a lot of self-sorting machines.
Oh, that's right. That was the controversy a couple of years ago, right?
Yes. So there you go. So it's not Biden's fault. It's Mr. Trump's fault.
Well, thank you for the clarification.
Yep, very good.
Appreciate it, George.
Thank you.
See, there are mistakes. I mean, government is a mistake, is the issue. And you can't be too zealous with trying to assign it to a particular person. Because the truth, in my mind, is there's a limited efficacy to the ability of any chief executive in the city, state, country, whatever entity you're looking at to actually be able to impact things because you're dealing with big bureaucracies that have a mind of their own. That's what the notion of a deep state is about. But it's not even so nefarious as that phrase suggests. When you transfer money over to departments that you've given a mission to, what you're doing is you're saying, we don't believe in democracy. We don't believe in democratic principles. We don't believe in the people having control because the control is for their elected representatives to be held responsible. So the scam in setting up these big bureaucracies is to be able to tell people we're spending money, to tell people we're acting. We have instructed the Department of blank to do blank and to pretend that's leadership when, of course, it isn't. Because what makes the Department of blank capable? What makes us think that some big bureaucracy is capable of responding to us? That's the issue in my mind. It's just really hard for them to respond. They don't do response. They don't do making things better. I'm having major technology issues here. It's a Friday thing. 860-522-9842. So I don't believe, look, the point is, Donald Trump, the reason for me that Donald Trump was elected was somebody who could break some part of the system that no longer functions. That's, for me, that was his purpose. We need somebody who's big enough and powerful enough in his ability to operate at that level and to absorb all of the incoming missiles that would be fired in his direction and still act, because government is failed. And this is the big pivot point in America. People don't articulate it, but this is the pivot point. Everybody realized government doesn't work anymore. Government is not responsive to the people. All of the talk about being responsive to the people is talk. And the votes are not won by doing good government. The votes are won by doing bad government. That is, taking care of friendlies, taking care of supporters, supporting blocks of voters. And the two parties have aligned themselves with blocks of voters. And those, the flow of things goes to those blocks of voters. Now, in that scheme, the Democrats are the most nefarious party because this is their whole business model. They have no other reason for being other than that they pay with our dollars their favored voters to vote for them. That is how the Democratic Party operates. And if you're offended by that, take the energy of being offended and focus it onto investigating the veracity of that statement, because it's absolutely true. This is how government operates. And that's why I think, this is my hypothesis, and 99.9% of my hypotheses turn out to be correct. My hypothesis with regard to government, my hypothesis is that the reason they can't do the most simple thing, like go get some baby formula and bring it to us, because they are so unaccustomed to dealing with an issue of public policy that is in some way meeting the needs of voters, they're so disinterested structurally and so out of practice in doing anything useful other than to defend their own ability to get elected. That's everything they do, beginning and end. Ned Lamont is the prince of this. He is the little prince all dressed up from birth in the fanciest of robes, and he believes himself to be worthy of something special, and he believes himself to belong in a position of power. But it's never occurred to him that there's some mission that should be associated with that other than self-aggrandizement and making Annie feel that he is worthy and creating an impression of himself as being worthy of her after all these years. For the first time, he has a title. He used his $50 million of extra dollars to buy himself a title. And beyond that, he's not doing anything except spending a lot of time and money posing and pretending to care about you and to have done something right when he does nothing right. And he's made everything he's touched worse. And if you have a point to make about where I'm wrong, where Ned has made something work better, point to it, please. And let's hold it up to public scrutiny. Please share with us the thing that Ned has made work better. Quick, 860-522-9842. One thing, please, that he has made work better. Because I don't believe there is anything. I don't believe there's one. So he's saying he's got a TV commercial. I saw it again this morning. COVID. He made COVID. He protected us from COVID. Only 11,000 people died. He wants a reward. Is that good? Let's get a news update and talk more on WTIC.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, we're working on getting the rants fixed. Let's talk to Dave in Brantford. Hey, Dave.
Hey, that quick. Todd, I got a call from my Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro yesterday for a town hall.
What'd she have to say?
It was a meeting about student debt on a phone call town meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the horrible part. The person that was co-hosting the meeting with her was a person named Jarrett, whose main job was he worked for the Center for American Progress. I name that because all of your in-the-know phone listeners, radio listeners, they know that's one of those lefty groups that's really poisoning the discourse. Here's a couple of things, and then I'll get off. Someone cleverly asked, the debt, student loan debt, is not canceled. It's passed on to other taxpayers. That seems self-evident. Rose's answer was, I don't know if that's true. Education is the root of success. And then she went on to bavitty bobo. And then the other brilliant thing, she thought that making tuition zero is a great way to get cost control for the students.
Mm.
Well, that's kind of a duh moment.
Well, but they say that about all their freebies. Oh, this is making it free. Like, we don't have to pay for it to become free.
And she's going to win in a cakewalk. It's very depressing that the Center for American Progress has got her ear, and they run town meetings with her. That's just awful.
So, by the way, yesterday you were being depressed about that story in the paper about the new poll that was showing
By 13 points.
Bob,
we know all about.
Yes. So I just wanted to mention that one of the things I forgot to say to you yesterday was that that's an early poll. That's a registered voter poll. It's not a real poll. Like, real polls start when they start doing likely voters. And that's when you can start to tell, because some percentage of that, I don't know what it is, but say 10 or 15% of those people are not likely to vote. Like, don't say they're likely to vote. They say they're possible voters. Then that causes a whole different thing to happen.
With all the voting breakdown totals they had in the newspaper yesterday,
yep.
They did not have any about the likely urban voters. When you realize it's 85% Democrat and 15% Republican, and it starts to smack you between the eyes, the outright bigotry against Republican ideas that springs out of the city.
Well, that's based on indoctrination and propaganda and paying them a lot of money to feel...
Well, it works.
Yeah. Well, it does. But one of the reasons, thank you, Dave, I'll let you go. But one of the reasons One of the reasons midterm elections, this one coming up, midterm election, are notoriously low turnout and thus behave differently than presidential elections and cause Republicans to often take control of Congress like this one is expected to, is because it is happening in a year when people are not caused to engage emotionally in the election by there being a presidential election. So remember what happened during the Obama election, for example, when the whole media conspired to make it seem like America was forever being transformed by even having a black nominee for the Democratic Party. And in some ways that was transformational, but it meant nothing in terms of what, how we were going to feel about the country and in 10 or 20 years, its day-to-day activities and it was just another presidential election, which is rather than the portrayal of. Anyway, in the midterm elections, people are, especially ones who aren't particularly engaged in elections, in politics, they tend not to vote. And that's why the Democrats have been going ape over the abortion issue. It's not that they care. They don't care, the Democrats. But they're posing as being appalled because they want to gin up their base for these midterm elections and soften the magnitude of the disaster that they see coming down the pike. 860-522-9842. Pete, East Hartford. Hi, Pete.
Man, I almost burned my hands. I'm listening to that dollars ago. I almost burned my fingers.
Sorry, what were you listening to that almost made you burn your hand?
I'm cooking some ravioli. So.
Oh.
Yeah, a little olive oil in the boiling water, and they won't stick together.
Are you talking these cheese ravioli or filled with something else?
Yeah, the cheese raviolis. My grandmother would be rolling over in her grave if she saw what I was eating.
Why, because you're buying frozen ones?
Yeah, but they're good.
Yeah. Are they like one of the big brands in the supermarket?
No. No big brand. They're from ShopRite, and they're cheap, and Joe Biden's economy. That's what I have to buy.
Yes, well, he's forcing you. Ned's, just think of it as Ned's economy, but go ahead.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This guy, right away, jumped on the post office guy, and he jumped on Trump. Everything's Trump's fault. Well, first, let's talk about the post office guy. He's on the state payroll. He should have more money as a backup rather than depending on waiting on. That's just a notation. The Trump hater there mentioning the, blaming the post office thing on Trump, of course. Everything's Trump's fault. What is he thinking when the oil is being delivered to his house for $6.39 a gallon, or he's paying almost $5 at the pump for gas? Is he thinking about Trump then?
Probably, yeah. He's probably thinking, wouldn't it have been better if Trump had gotten reelected? And
these Trump haters, they got blinders on. They think we have blinders on. No, we saw reality. Guess what? Trump is coming back, and first of the year, the news media and the Democratic Party is going to go against Biden. They're going to put impeachment in. They're going to try to get his assistant in as a replacement. That's the game plan. Pete from East Hartford makes that prediction, okay? And today's, what, the 20th of May, 2022?
Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. So just clarify what your prediction is.
Okay, the first of the year. Okay, this is going to after if we get a legitimate election in November and we take back everything.
Okay.
The news media finally, going back, actually, telling it like it is. And between the Democratic Party and news media, they're going to put the boots to Joe. Good Joe.
The media is going to try to destroy Biden?
Absolutely.
Why?
They're going to impeach him because of this Hunter Biden thing. It's no longer hitting under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're all talking about it. Even these blind liberals that don't want to admit up to it. It's all coming out, and they're talking about it. It's coming.
Okay.
The first year, Biden is going to be pushed out.
In favor of Kamala.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Our hero. She's okay. Even better.
And then what happens after that?
We get to enjoy 2 years of chuckles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I love that laugh. I mean, it's just like
everybody does, Pete.
Okay, it's like orgasmic. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that, but
if you haven't had sex in 25 years,
but it is a little bizarre.
Hey, have a good day, Todd.
Thank you, Pete. 860-522-9842. That would be terrible for Democrats. So I have trouble imagining the media doing anything that would be terrible for Democrats. They work so hard to protect them and to slant stories in their favor. But I appreciate the prediction. I just find it hard to believe. What would cause them to... The Hunter Biden story, by the way, is worthy of being emblazoned across the top of newspapers everywhere. And it doesn't hardly get any... You know, they do write about it now. There are mentions, but not mentions that would indicate they're excited. Hold on one sec. There was something I wanted you to see. And, this. This is kind of strange to have across the top of a newspaper. Today's Hartford Current. Yesterday I was talking about the top of the fold, and today I'm doing it again. Survey shows low morale in the Hartford schools. This is the headline. Survey shows low morale. How can there be low morale in the bosom of diversity and empathy? I don't understand. For 2 years, Carol Gale, the president of the Hartford Federation of Teachers, presented concerns to the Board of Education about the day-to-day teachers and staff had been experiencing in city schools. The response she'd get, she says, was, "How do you know that complaining?" Granted, unions do hear more of the complaints, she said in an interview. At the school board meeting this week, however, Gale and members of the Hartford School's five other unions presented the board with the results of a survey conducted by Dean Mitchell of DFM Research that the unions say shows systemic low morale and a lack of confidence in the superintendent of schools, Leslie Torres Rodriguez, and in the direction the system is headed. The survey gave an absolute answer that now we know that this is not a handful of people, Gale said. This is the majority of our staff through a representative sampling that is valid, that indeed our staff are not doing well, and they are pointing to the leadership of the district as the responsible to fix the ship and set it on a good course once again. Gale said 585 employees, or about 30% of those available to take it, completed the survey. That is a large amount. During the public comment, Stuart Savakul, chief of the staff of AFTCT, the union, reported that 45% of teachers and their paraprofessionals reported their current job satisfaction is somewhat or very unsatisfying. This sounds like a big setup, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like it's designed to create an argument for something that isn't real? Point number two, 60% rated their current job satisfaction as worse than in 2019. Now, tell me, who would, after 2 years of COVID and all the fighting over policy and schools and all the bad leadership from Ned Lamont, who would be happier in their government job now than before the pandemic? 5% of teachers and paraeducators surveyed believe Hartford Public Schools is headed in the right direction. That one got me, and I'd love to hear from some teachers. Tell me what's wrong with the direction of the Hartford Public Schools, please. Is it the fact that all teachers get paid the same, and if you're a good teacher, you don't get paid more? And if you're a bad teacher, you don't get laid off, and the bad schools never get closed? Is it that? 78% said the Hartford Public Schools are on the wrong track, but the Hartford Public Schools, aren't they heaven? Aren't they the best schools in the state? Please explain this. 860-522-9842. We're going to pause for a moment and talk about that when we continue on WTIC.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show. Live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC, News Talk 1080.
So I'm just looking at this story this morning, and I was saying to myself, wow, the people who work in the Hartford Public Schools think the Hartford Public Schools are terrible, and they have a lot of compelling arguments. They say the superintendent of schools does a terrible job, and she doesn't work well at all with labor. with the special interest group that controls the schools. You have to work well with your bosses. Come on, Superintendent Rodriguez. What else on their list of things that need to be improved? They need better health insurance, more competitive wages. They need to find ways to ease the burden of staff shortages and improve safety measures in the school. So the accusation is that the city of Hartford is sending teachers and others to work in schools that are unsafe, and they're underpaid, and there aren't enough people there. The effect of the last 2 years has been devastating on education professionals, with staff members crying and not sleeping at night. Yikes. People are leaving work. This is a quote. People are leaving work because of injuries, because of student misbehavior and disruption. Our school is an extremely dangerous place to teach, says one of the teachers. Teachers are threatened, verbally assaulted, and harassed, and physically assaulted by students with no consequences, one teacher said. We are working in unsafe, hostile work environments with no personal safety concerns by the district. This sounds like an emergency. And yet, where is Ned Lamont on this? And where is the mayor of Hartford, Mayor Bronin? It's just incredible. And yet nobody's making any noise. This story should be the biggest thing in the state, well, at least in central Connecticut right now, shouldn't it?
Hey, it's Friday afternoon. Route 2 east to the shore. It's going to be 100 degrees tomorrow. The state's doing random pothole patching. The traffic's backed up to Hartford.
Wait a sec. When did that come in? Could you hear that okay? When did that one come in? Do you recall?
I believe that came in this morning.
Okay, so it might be accurate.
So this message is approved by me, Ned Lamont. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ned Lamont here. The governor. Your governor. All you got to do is just pull that lever and vote for me again this coming election season. And we'll have more of the same, more of the same in Connecticut. I got the guys out there in the grass.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.